Okay. Now, this is what ought to get us some...
No, it's picking it up from this thing, is that right?
That's
okay.
That ought to get us some vibes on this tape, and now I'm going to stop it.
And rewind.
Now, the tape has started, and the listener should know that we're focusing on Justice John Warner Fitzgerald, who served on the Supreme Court from 1974 through 82. Is that correct?
Well, 82, yes. At that time, the term expired January 1 at noon, so you can say 83, I guess.
Oh.
They well, changed that subsequently.
Okay, it's we're sitting in Justice Fitzgerald's office in the Cooley Law School, where he's now a professor, and introducer is Roger Lane, representing the Michigan Supreme Court Historical Society, and we propose to just ramble a little bit and reminisce and to get as much of Justice Fitzgerald's recollections about his judicial service and his family background as time will permit. And I thought I would start the conversation by asking Justice Fitzgerald to explain how it was that he ever first thought of sitting on the Supreme Court of Michigan, and just what were the circumstances?
Well, first, sitting on the Supreme Court of Michigan, I suppose every lawyer thinks that sometime he'd like to sit on the Supreme Court, but I don't know that the idea ever really occurred to me in concrete or absolute terms. The first time that it arose that I saw that there might be an opportunity to sit on the Supreme Court, or there might be a chance that I might, came about in 1973 when then Justice Brennan retired or resigned from the Supreme Court so he could spend all his time at Cooley Law School. I was on the Court of Appeals at the time, and this created a vacancy on the Supreme Court for a 1-year period. He resigned as of December 31st, 1972. So there was going to be that 1 year of 1972, and I was appointed in 1973, but our Constitution requires that anybody who's appointed to a court run at the next election. So that's always a consideration. Well, I was on the Court of Appeals, and when I was on the original Court of Appeals, and I had been elected to a 10-year term. They had done this to stagger. They had 10-year terms, 8-year terms, and 6-year terms.
Now, that was in what year?
I was elected to the Court of Appeals in 1965. And so I had one more year to go on my Court of Appeals term. And the consideration then comes up, do I want to give an indication that I'm interested in the appointment for this one remaining year of Justice Brennan's term, which would mean I would have to resign from the Court of Appeals, and then also run for the Supreme Court at the election, which would be in 1974. So that was of some concern. Of course, I would have had to run for the Court of Appeals also, but the Court of Appeals, being a new organization, the tenure there is considerably less volatile than it had been on the Supreme Court, because there had been justices who had been on the Supreme Court and had been defeated for re-election. Otis Smith,